Well, this session we're tasked to discuss what it means to depend upon God.
Ese tema, esta sección vamos a hablar acerca de qué significa realmente depender de Dios.
And I assume that that's a challenge here in Central America.
Yo asumo que aquí en Centroamérica eso es un gran reto.
But in the United States,
pero en los Estados Unidos,
that's a real challenge.
Es un verdadero reto.
Because we live in a culture,
porque nosotros vivimos en una
cultura, that prides itself upon
donde se priva
using our own abilities,
porque
and intellect.
La gente dice, bueno, yo dependo de mi
capacidad, an expression that we hear all the time is to pull yourself up by your own bootstraps.
Yo siempre me amarro mis propios zapatos.
I've never really understood because bootstraps are down here.
Los zapatos.
I don't know exactly what that means.
Los zapatos están acá abajo y no sé qué tiene que ver con mirar hacia arriba, pero bueno.
What it's trying to communicate is that if you give it enough effort,
si usted le da su mayor esfuerzo,
if you devote yourself enough to it,
dedica,
there is nothing you can't accomplish.
A Dios no hay nada que usted no pueda lograr.
And certainly efforts,
y de hecho, los esfuerzos,
hard work, just pouring yourself into things, that certainly produces results.
Eso dan buenos resultados.
But there's a distinct problem.
Pero hay un problema muy distinto.
When we start to make religion so
empezamos a hacer que la religión
self-directed,
sea
so egoist that we
tan egocentrista que
that we look and consider that somehow
miramos
it's all made,
como que todo,
it all is either successful or not successful based upon how much we
no,
do,
dependiendo en lo que
how much we pour into
hacemos,
it.
Lo que nosotros, damos un granito de arena a eso.
Because the very principle of grace that's brought out by Paul in really all of his letters,
porque en toda la carta de Pablo el principio de la gracia que él escribe en sus cartas,
but especially in Ephesians,
en Efesios,
when he talks about the fact that you know, we're saved by grace through faith. It's the gift of God.
De que somos salvos por gracia, por don de Dios.
Not by works,
no
lest
por obras,
anyone should boast.
Para que nadie se gloríe.
It's trying to communicate
está tratando de comunicar
a message
un mensaje
that will cause believers
que hace
to pour out themselves toward God in a humility
hacia Dios,
and a brokenness
en humildad,
that realizes
y en quebrantamiento,
that he,
reconociendo que él,
he is
que él,
everything
is
about who we can be,
todo de quien
what our potential is spiritually,
ya sea potencial,
and that we can do it ourselves.
Y no nos dependemos de nosotros mismos.
And so,
así
when
que,
we look and we consider the passage, and we've been given probably the longest
pasaje,
text and reading
el pasaje más largo
of this lecture,
de este seminario.
As we examine from chapter 4 of James, verse 13 down through
13,
verse 17 of chapter 5, it's a long section.
17.
And we won't read through every part
vamos
of it,
leer cada
just
parte.
Kind of highlight the different
vamos
sections.
A resaltar los puntos mayores.
But as we read through here,
pero
it really
esto,
was
realmente,
a good wrap-up
había un gran
of that entire section.
De toda esta sección.
That it truly is about what it means to depend
tiene
upon
que ver
God.
Con depender de Dios.
He starts off at the end of chapter 4,
al final del 4 capítulo 4,
he talks about not boasting about tomorrow.
De no jactarse del día de mañana.
He talks about those
él
who say, come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell, and make a profit.
Dice, vamos ahora los que decís hoy mañana, iremos a la ciudad, estaremos allá un año, y traficaremos y ganaremos.
But he says, whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow, for what is your life? It's a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away.
Cuando no sabéis lo que será mañana, porque qué vuestra vida ciertamente es neblina que se aparece por un poco de tiempo y luego se va.
Instead, you ought to say,
en lugar de lo cual deberíais decir,
if the Lord wills, we'll do this or do that.
Si el Señor quiere, viviremos y haremos esto.
And that text is trying to communicate to us that which we so easily forget because we sit so wrapped up in this world and all of our joys and all of our hurts and all of our responsibilities, and it's so easy to think that,
you
know, all these physical, material things, that this is what is real, right?
Es lo real. Pensamos muchas veces. Esto es lo real.
It's like we're staying in a hotel.
Como que estamos
and it's
en
a nice hotel.
Un hotel muy, muy agradable, por cierto.
But
pero,
I'm not really terribly fond of the drapes
in my room. No me llaman tanto la atención las cortinas del hotel.
But I'm not going to go into Guatemala City and buy some new drapes for that.
Pero yo no voy a ir al centro de la ciudad de Guatemala a comprar cortinas nuevas para esa habitación.
And I would prefer maybe a different color tile floor.
Yo preferiría un color diferente para la cerámica del piso.
But I'm not going to retile that floor.
Pero yo no voy a cambiarle la cerámica al piso del hotel.
You know why?
¿Saben por qué?
Why do you think that is?
¿Por qué creen que yo no voy a hacer eso?
What do you think?
¿Qué creen ustedes?
Because
not yours.
It's not mine.
No es mío.
And guess what? I'm living there.
Y yo vivo ahí.
I mean, I will be living there tonight, snoring in that bed
roncando
tonight.
En esa cama esta noche, roncando.
But that
Pero
is not
eso
my home.
No es mi hogar.
You know? It's kind of like I didn't even put my stuff in the drawers.
Some
people put their stuff in the drawers. I just don't go to that trouble. I keep it organized in my suitcase. Because I know I'm going to pack that suitcase up in a few days, and I'm leaving.
Voy a empacar y yo me voy.
And the thing is that it's... Dude, we have people all around us, Christians,
alrededor
who
nosotros,
are buying drapes and retiring floors in a place
radical,
that is temporary and is not their home.
En un lugar temporal que no es suyo.
Right?
Cierto.
And that's what he's trying to really get at.
Tratando de rescatar.
Don't forget that.
No olviden.
You know, all of this,
todo eso, hermanos,
it's the illusion
es
of reality.
La ilusión de la realidad. La realidad no es esta.
And no matter if we spend 50 years or 70 or 90 or 100 years on this earth compared to eternity, how long is eternity? How big is eternity?
¿Cuánto tiempo dura la eternidad? ¿Qué grande es la eternidad?
It was... Just imagine eternity is so long and so big. It's millions and millions and millions of miles from the earth to the sun. And if you could stretch a string from the earth to the sun and ask an ant... to move the earth to the sun one grain at a time.
Un grano a la vez, la tierra hacia el sol, una hormiga.
When he was done,
pero cuando ella termina,
eternity would have just begun.
La eternidad acaba de iniciar.
So what is 70
Entonces,
years?
¿Qué son 70 años comparado a la eternidad?
It's like a hotel stay, isn't it?
Es como pasarse una noche en un hotel.
So why do we unpack?
Así que, ¿por qué desempacamos?
And so his point there is, he says, don't focus on what's not a guarantee, because you may be getting a red-eye flight home tomorrow.
En la garantía del mañana, porque tú no sabes si podrás viajar mañana de vuelta a casa.
So just realize that every day you have is
from
the Lord. Don't rely upon your plans in everything.
No dependa en sus cosas que usted pueda hacer, no.
Trust God.
Confía en Dios.
Let him direct your steps.
De que él sea el que dirija su paso, su vida.
Depend on him.
Dependa de él.
And then he moves into chapter 5.
Él entra ahora en el capítulo 5.
And in chapter 5 we read about
en capítulo
those
cinco,
who have much in this life versus
habla,
those who do not.
Aquellos que tienen mucho en esta vida versus los que no tienen nada en esta vida.
And he starts in verse 1.
Y él empieza en el verso 1.
Come down, weep and howl for your miseries that are coming upon you.
Vamos ahora, ricos, llorar y aullar por las miserias que os vendrán.
For your riches are corrupted and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver are corroded and their corrosion will be a witness against you.
Vuestras riquezas están podridas y vuestras ropas están comidas de polilla. Vuestro oro y plata están enmohecidos y su moho se testificará contra vosotros y devorará todas vuestras carnes como fuego.
And he's speaking to those who tend to become puffed up because of the things that they have.
Hablando de aquellos que se jactan de las cosas que ellos por lo que las cosas que ellos tienen.
And there's nothing wrong with having things in this life.
No hay nada malo en tener cosas en esta vida.
And there's absolutely nothing that makes a believer more sincere
no
or godly because he has or because he doesn't have.
Cristiano más o menos porque tenga o no tenga nada.
Because it's almost as if like in that room
es como que si en esa
at the hotel,
del hotel,
if the only room they have for you is
si la
this
única,
one in the basement
si la única habitación que
and
tiene
the one
para
they have for me is the
hotel,
nice one upstairs,
en el piso alto, para mí,
it doesn't have anything
suya,
to do with who we are.
Sótano, eso
because,
no lo hace usted mejor,
you know, because I have a nicer bedspread or whatever, it's just still temporary.
Simplemente es temporal.
It's really in the grand scheme of things,
está
it's meaningless.
En el ámbito
so
de
says,
temporal.
Why would you think
Entonces,
that because you're in that little bit nicer room,
en una
by,
mejor
I mean,
que la mía,
circumstance,
eso
chance,
lo hace sentirse mejor que yo.
Why would you allow that to make
usted
you think
que
that
eso
you
lo haga pensar que usted
deserve anything?
Merezca algo mejor.
And you see, this still comes down to
porque
the problem
es,
with those who become puffed up
aquellos
riches,
que se envanecen por las riquezas
is they believe
creen
that they are the source
son
of their own blessings
de su propia bendición,
rather than believing
en lugar de creer
that dependence
que
upon God
de Dios
is the provision of
es
all
la
things.
El que provee todas las cosas es Dios.
It's funny because you look at scripture and there's
claro,
a lot of the great characters of faith had a lot of material
things. Personajes bíblicos que tenían muchas cosas materiales.
I love the story of Abraham and Abimelech in Genesis, where he lies about his wife Sarah for the second time.
Por segunda vez acerca de su esposa Sara.
And Abimelech, he's an evil king, but in this circumstance, he hasn't done any wrong.
Ocasión,
and God comes to him, and I'm paraphrasing this. This is word for word. But God comes to him and
Dios
basically says, "You're going to die. All your children are going to die."
Morir,
and he asks the same question we would ask.
Y él pregunta,
he says, well, "What did I do? This isn't fair. He's the one that lied." God says, "Yeah, and if you ask him to pray for you, you may live. So he goes, and can you imagine how that conversation goes?
Cómo va esa conversación.
He goes to Abraham and says,
y bien Abraham,
"Would you pray for me, please? Even though it's your fault."
Fue culpa
and he tells
tuya,
him that,
Dios
you're the one that lied,
culpa
but would
matar,
you pray for my family? Abraham prays for him,
and in
the most amazing turn of events,
y lo más
Abimelech pays
Abimelech
Abraham
le paga.
What is a massive fortune.
Lo que es una inmensa fortuna.
So Abraham lies, has a lack of faith,
tiene falta de fe,
and he leaves richer than he came.
Y
you
ahora
know one
viene,
thing I know
se
Abraham
va más rico de cuando entró a ese lugar.
Abraham, I don't believe, ever thought after
yo
that day.
No creo en este momento que Abraham jamás pensó.
Look what I did. I deserve
mira lo
what
que
I got
hice.
From
yo merezco life. Todo lo que he tenido. Vea todo lo que tengo.
He knew the only reason that even in his weakness and his shortcomings and his lack of faith, the only reason that he was blessed
demás,
is
fue
because
por Dios. ¿Por qué?
Of God.
Fue por Dios.
Do you see?
¿Lo vemos?
Dependence upon God understood to
Dios.
Be everything. And all the trappings.
Todas las cosas que suceden.
Amen.
A pesar de eso.
Then it moves on in the text.
Y sigue en el texto.
And it continues with a section starting in verse 7 about patience and perseverance. He says, "Therefore be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord." And he talks about how the farmer waits for the fruit of the earth. Then verse 9, "Do not grumble against one another, brethren, lest you be condemned, for the judge is standing at the door." And then skipping down verse 12, "But above all, brethren, do not swear either by heaven or by earth, or by any other earth, but let your yes be your yes and your no be your no." And when he talks about patience, and he ties this into interpersonal relationships, still falls under that principle of relying upon God rather than on ourselves. Because in that, patience is all about trust. Have you been in those circumstances in life where you just, you're really concerned about how it's going to turn out? I mean, we're going through that right now. We're going to work with another church,
vamos
do a mission
con
with
iglesia,
another church, and,
hacer una con
and
otra
so we have things that are
sí, que
not
hay cosas
set.
Que no están ajustadas todavía.
We've got a house that we need to sell.
Tenemos que vender una casa.
My wife has a job that she needs to get.
Mi esposa tiene que comenzar un trabajo.
Son schooling's up in the air,
and
there have been days we
want to
just, you know, kind of
y hay días como que queremos
fret and
preocuparnos,
you know, worry.
Y estar afanados.
Pero, it tells us that we're to be anxious for nothing.
Dice que no estéis ansiosos por
and
nada.
And patiently
sino que ser pacientes
on the
y esperar.
Lord. You know what? It's easy to forget.
¿Sabe que lo que mucha,
there have been many other times
in our
personal family's short journey on this earth when we had this exact same, not the same exact details, but the same exact emotion.
La misma emoción, no la misma acción.
And every single time,
cada vez,
looking back,
miramos hacia atrás y qué observamos.
Guess who worked it out?
Adivinen quién fue el que resolvió todo.
Why is it so hard to trust that again?
¿Por qué es tan difícil confiar en Dios?
Do you ever have that?
¿Alguna vez te ha pasado eso? Volver a confiar en Dios.
That's what he's telling us.
De eso nos está hablando en estas instrucciones.
And then this idea of
esta idea de cómo debemos de tratarnos el uno al otro,
because it still understands that everything in this world, even those interpersonal relationships, even the offense we take from others, or maybe someone hurts our feelings or whatever it may be, all that stuff is temporal.
Todo eso es temporal.
And our focus really shouldn't be upon ourselves anyway. It should be on pleasing Him,
porque tenemos que agradarle a él,
who provides us with everything.
Que nos provee todo.
From that section, he moves on to the last
en esa sección,
part that we'll discuss this morning.
A la última parte que vamos a hablar esta tarde.
Whatever time it is.
No, mañana. No,
if anyone among you suffering, verse 13,
verso 13,
let him pray. If anyone's cheerful, let him sing songs. If anyone is among you sick, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him.
Está alguno enfermo entre vosotros,
and anoint him with oil.
Llama a los ancianos de la iglesia y ore por él, ungiéndole.
Of the faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And in all of this,
y la oración de fe salvará al enfermo.
He says, okay, let's get down to reality. Are you sick?
Vamos a la realidad. ¿Está usted
enfermo? Are you suffering? Are you
¿está sufriendo? ¿Está dolido?
This is what you do.
Esto es lo que usted tiene que hacer.
You depend on God.
Dependa de Dios.
You pray.
Usted ora.
You have faith.
Usted tiene fe.
Trust.
Usted confía.
You call others to help
usted
you.
Llama a otros para que le ayude para que usted se agarre esa fe. Y ore.
And trust.
Y confíe.
This entire section.
Toda esta sección.
Is trying es to, in this great book of practicality.
En este gran libro de practicalidad.
Helping us to
ayudar
rely.
A confiar. A depender.
Upon God.
Dios.
You know, the real struggle is.
¿Sabe la verdadera lucha cuál es?
The question people may ask.
La pregunta que la gente se hace.
When they face struggles,
cuando
the world
están pasando,
says, I don't know what I'm going to do about this.
Yo no sé qué voy a hacer en cuanto a este problema.
And they may feel insecure.
Y tal vez se sienten inseguros.
And ask themselves,
y se preguntan por qué.
Am I able?
¿Seré capaz yo de hacer esto?
Am I able to fix
¿seré
this? Am I able to find a solution?
¿Poder resolver
am,
este
I able
problema?
To, am I able to work it all
¿poder
out?
¿Resolver este asunto, esta situación?
But that's really for the believer the
pero
wrong question.
Para el creyente es una pregunta incorrecta esa pregunta.
Because the question
porque
for
la
us is similar.
La pregunta para nosotros sería.
But it's powerfully rhetorical.
Es una pregunta retórica pero muy poderosa.
Because the question is
la
not am I able.
Sería, ¿seré
the question
yo capaz?
Is God.
No es que si seré yo capaz. Dios.
And you realize the reason that's rhetorical is because we
es una pregunta retórica.
Know
si nosotros sabemos
the answer.
¿Cuál es la respuesta a esa pregunta?
So what about in different areas of our lives?
Y en diferentes áreas de nuestra vida,
you know, hope is
la esperanza.
Hope is something that
es
really,
algo,
when we face the things we talked about this morning for the fellowship
here,
about
vemos,
struggles and trials,
la lucha, las pruebas,
what gets us through is to even
lo que nos
being able to stand against the devil and be strong in the face of suffering. The real foundation of that is that principle of hope.
Es el principio de la esperanza.
Because we will
porque
not
nosotros
lose.
No
we have a future. We have a guarantee.
Tenemos una garantía.
But hope,
pero la esperanza
hope is only in ourselves.
Solamente está en nosotros. La esperanza.
It's not hope.
La esperanza no es.
It's just a wish.
Eso es simplemente un deseo.
And those things have been
y aquellas cosas
inappropriately misdefined
que han sido definidas inapropiadamente.
In my country, people
en mi país,
use the word hope very loosely.
Usan la palabra esperanza,
not as loosely as love,
esperanza,
but still very
muy,
loosely.
Muy libremente, no tanto como el amor.
They use hope for things like,
dicen, esperan
boy,
cosas como que,
hope I get a better job.
Ah, espero conseguir un mejor trabajo.
Or,
oh,
I hope I win the lottery.
Ah, espero ganarme la
lotería. People buy these little tickets.
Compran
there's like a 1 in a 100 million chance. You get a better
millón,
chance of being struck by lightning 11 times in a row.
Ellos,
than
winning. But yet people
buy this, and they know that there's
pero
almost
así,
no. I mean, it's not going to happen.
Saben,
but they'll use the word.
Eso no va a pasar, pero dicen,
no, they don't.
No espera,
they
esperando.
Wish.
Ellos quisieran. Vea la diferencia. Ellos
a wish.
Quisieran.
Is the same thing as hope, but not grounded in any assurance.
Right?
When you wish for something, it would,
algo,
you say, well, it would be nice.
Bueno, sería bonito.
It would be nice.
Qué bonito sería,
but you don't really believe it's
pero, ¿usted cree realmente eso?
Hope.
La esperanza.
Is when
es
you look to the future.
Usted mira al futuro.
And you look to what you
usted
know
mira a lo que usted sabe
is going
que va
to
suceder.
Occur. And that is based upon a promise.
En una promesa.
And so when we look at it, we consider
miramos,
what it means to hope.
Entendemos que es esperanza.
He It's rooted in dependence
está
upon God.
Arraigada en lo que es depender de Dios.
When we start rooting that hope and dependence on ourselves,
que la esperanza está en nosotros, nuestra habilidad y lo que podemos hacer, y actuamos,
it transforms the power, the awesomely powerful
grande el poder de la esperanza
into a wish.
Y lo convierte en un deseo o un quisiera.
Which is far inferior.
Lo cual es mucho más inferior.
Isaiah 40.
Isaías
29-31. Isaiah says he gives power to the weak.
Dice que da fuerza al débil.
And to those who have no might,
y a lo que no tienen fuerza,
he increases strength.
Le multiplica la fuerza.
Now that's hope, because
es esperanza.
I mean, they're weak, but he
están
gives them
débiles,
power.
Pero él le da fuerza.
And they have no strength,
no tienen fortaleza,
but he gives them might.
Pero él le da,
you see,
multiplica
these people
la fuerza.
Can't wish because they know they don't have anything to root that
ellos
wish
tienen,
in.
Quisier, ellos no tienen that, nada que querer.
They know the only reason that they're walking away from Abimelech,
que se alejan de Abimelech,
richer than they came, is just because of God.
¿Por qué? Gracias a Dios.
He says, even the youth shall faint and be weary.
Dice que los jóvenes se cansan y se fatigan.
Now, why did he say youth?
Because
at what time of life are you most vigorous?
¿Cuál es la época de la vida en la cual
when are you strongest?
Más
when
más
you have the best constitution?
¿Cuál es la mejor?
When you look the best?
Cuando usted se ve
no.
El mejor.
Not when you're getting older.
No, cuando usted está empezando a envejecer.
Except for a few of you.
Pero algunos de ustedes que están envejeciendo.
But it's when you're filled with youth.
Pero cuando usted está lleno de juventud,
when we look at the young people,
mira a los jóvenes,
and that's like
y,
the prime
es como,
of life.
Dice,
but he says,
la flor de la juventud, ¿verdad?
Even
pero aún los jóvenes se
and the point there
y se cansan.
Is that even the best man has to offer the best period of life, when man is at his strongest, when he's on his best,
juventud,
when he's most desirable, even in those moments,
aún en ese momento,
there's no real hope.
No hay verdadera esperanza.
Not if it's just rooted in that.
Si está basada en esa juventud.
He said, and the young men shall utterly fail.
Dice, se cansan, flaquean y caen.
But those who wait upon the Lord,
pero los que esperan a Jehová,
he will renew their strength.
Tendrán nueva fuerza.
They shall mount up with wings.
Se levantarán alas
like eagles.
Como las águilas.
They shall run
correrán
and not be weary.
Y no se cansarán.
They shall walk
caminarán
y no se
fatigarán.
The reason this is a hope and not a wish.
¿Por qué la razón
because
que esto es una esperanza y no un deseo? Porque ellos están esperando en Jehová.
Those who depend
están dependiendo
so,
en Jehová.
We ask the question,
así
is
que
God
hacemos la pregunta.
First of all, is he able to bring about this
Dios
victory
es capaz
in my life?
De traer esa victoria
about,
a mi vida?
What about my personal life?
¿Y mi vida personal qué?
Any of you sometimes
a veces ustedes
victory,
tal vez
hope in
dice, bueno,
life.
La victoria es esperanza en su vida personal.
Maybe you have things
tal vez
that you're struggling
usted
to
tiene
overcome.
Cosas en las cuales está luchando en su vida personal.
Perhaps it's a weakness,
tal vez
a
una debilidad, una tentación,
sin that you've
un pecado
fallen into
que usted ha caído
una
y otra
vez. You've had that conversation with God for the 211,000 times that I'll never do that again,
no
I'll never say that again,
más.
I'll never think that
no
again,
voy a pensar
but
más.
I know I said
no
that to you
más.
Last week, Lord.
Señora, hasta la semana pasada te dije lo mismo.
And you just feel like, why can't I get a handle on this?
No puedo superar esto.
Why can't I just,
no
I've decided
puedo,
and decided and decided.
Decidido,
why,
decidido,
why,
pero por
why can't I just
no
get,
puedo
why can't I
hacer
take
esto?
Control of it?
¿Por qué no tengo control sobre esto?
Because although we do have responsibility,
porque aunque tenemos responsabilidades,
and it takes effort,
se requiere de esfuerzo,
the victory doesn't
la victoria
come
no viene
from us.
De nosotros. La victoria no viene de nosotros.
That's not where it comes from.
De ahí no viene la victoria, hermano.
And so when we look
así
at
que cuando nosotros miramos
we ask the question,
y nos
well, is God able? Be it insecurity, immaturity, low self-worth,
inmadurez, e inseguridad, etc., lo que sea.
Destructive habits, whatever
hábitos
it is,
destructivos que tengamos.
He is able.
Pero Dios, Él es capaz.
Think about some of these texts.
Piensa en estos textos.
1 Timothy chapter 1, 12
Primera Timoteo 1, 12 al 17.
Apostle Paul says, and I thank Christ Jesus our Lord who has enabled me,
doy gracias al que me fortaleció a Cristo Jesús, nuestro Señor,
because he counted me faithful,
porque me tuvo por
putting me
fiel,
into the ministry,
poniéndome en el ministerio,
although I was formerly a blasphemer,
habiendo yo sido antes blasfemo,
persecutor,
perseguidor,
insolent man,
injuriador,
I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly.
Pero fui recibido a misericordia porque lo hice por ignorancia.
The grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant.
La gracia de nuestro Señor fue más abundante
and love
con la
which
fe
are in Christ Jesus.
Y el amor que es en Cristo Jesús.
And this is a faithful
palabra fiel digna de ser recibida por todos.
Christ Jesus
de Cristo
came
Jesús
to the world
vino al mundo para salvar a los pecadores, de lo cual yo soy el primero.
The Apostle Paul was a man who was keenly aware of his own abilities.
Muy consciente de su prioridad.
In fact, he'll make a long laundry list on more than one occasion. I was a student of Gamaliel.
Él decía,
I was a Pharisee,
fariseo,
pious in that. Paul is not one who is just walks around insecure about who he is or his own abilities or what he can accomplish. He was a bootstrapped
kind of guy. Él sabe quién es él.
But when he speaks here about
pero
the hope that he
él habla de esperanza aquí,
every word
cada palabra
is connected to the mercy poured out on
la misericordia de Dios.
By Christ. And you want to talk about big challenges
hablar de grandes
retos, read that and see the challenges
eso.
He overcame.
Vea los retos que Pablo superó.
And so, to answer the question, is God able
pregunta,
to bring about that triumph in my personal life?
Traer esa esperanza
we turn to Paul.
Paul
will tell us,
Pablo,
unequivocally, absolutely,
absolutamente, definitivamente.
He says, I wasn't able.
He said, yo no podía hacerlo, dice Pablo.
But he was able.
Pero él pudo hacerlo.
And I put my dependence.
Y porque él lo hizo, porque dependió absolutamente y completamente en Dios.
Second thing is, what about, is God able to bring about triumph?
¿Puede Dios traer triunfo
in the kingdom?
En el reino.
This is I included this because I think this is the other area where I see brethren tend to rely too much upon our own ability.
Mucho es nuestra propia habilidad.
Now you look, and I know the church in Guatemala is just like the church in the United States.
It
faces challenges.
Ellas confrontan retos cada
challenges
día.
Within
desafíos
congregations,
en congregaciones,
personalities,
personalidades.
You know. Friendships that are broken,
amistades
or feelings
rotas,
that are hurt,
or sentimientos
or
que se han herido,
divisions that take place,
o divisiones que se han llevado a cabo,
face challenges of the world that the world encroaches
retos
upon the
que
church,
el mundo quiere entrar en la
face
iglesia.
Challenges between congregations, sometimes,
retos entre congregaciones, tensiones.
And what I see perpetually
y lo que
in
yo
the
veo
church,
perpetuamente en la iglesia,
is brethren saying, okay, well, this is what we
es que
do.
Los hermanos dicen, bueno, esto es lo que hacemos.
We need to do this, and we need to do this.
Esto,
if we,
esto,
if we
esto,
deal
esto.
With this guy, and if,
ya,
we, if we go and we,
este,
we plan this program,
vamos
or this,
a planear este programa acá y, and, vamos acá y,
and all of that makes sense.
Todo esto tiene sentido.
That we need to get up and do something.
Hay que levantarnos y hay que hacer algo.
But should that be our first reaction?
Pero esa debe ser nuestra primera reacción.
Maybe the first thing we should do.
Tal vez lo primero que deberíamos de hacer.
Is God able?
Es decir,
is he able to fix this?
Es Dios capaz de resolver esto? Acudir a Dios primero antes de nosotros formular nuestro plan para arreglar eso.
Is God able to triumph?
Es Dios capaz de darme la victoria en el reino?
You see, we must always remember.
Hay que siempre recordar
that if
que
the Linda Vista Church,
si la iglesia Linda Vista,
the Valley View Church,
la iglesia de,
the Lake Houston Church,
la Lake Houston, o la congregación de Predica el Hermano,
if any of those are
si
to thrive,
tienen
to be
están esforzados
a light to
en
their
ser
community,
la luz en su comunidad,
it will not be, could be because of the extra
no
great effort of the preacher,
por el gran esfuerzo extraordinario del predicador,
exceptional elders,
o por los excepcionales ancianos,
great missionaries,
grandes misioneros.
It'll be because God,
sino que es porque Dios
blesses his bride,
bendice a su esposa.
God blesses his
bride. Dios bendice a su esposa, a su pueblo.
Now, do we need to be the best preachers and members and missionaries?
Debemos ser los mejores predicadores.
Absolutely, we
y
do.
Miembros de la iglesia, claro que sí, absolutamente.
There's a fine line between
pero hay un hilo delgado
putting in effort
entre poner un esfuerzo
and starting to believe that that effort is the
ese
reason
esfuerzo es la razón
for the good that happens.
Para lo bueno que está pasando.
You know, we look and we examine places like Revelation
nosotros
chapter
miramos pasajes como Apocalipsis 3.
Where it says in verse 7 through 8,
donde
the angel of the church in Philadelphia, I write.
Escribe al ángel de la iglesia en Filadelfia.
These things says he who is holy, who is true,
esta
he who has the key of David.
Dice aquí el verdadero, el que tiene la llave de David, el santo.
He opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens.
Cierra, y cierra y ninguno abre.
I know your works, I see what's set before you, an open door
yo
that no one can
obras,
shut.
Aquí he puesto delante de ti una puerta abierta la cual nadie puede cerrar.
You have a little bit of strength, but have kept my word.
Pero aunque tienes poca fuerza, has guardado mi palabra y no has negado mi nombre.
Here is the theological truth that is unquestionably communicated in that
que
text.
Se comunica directamente en ese texto.
God opens doors.
Dios abre puertas.
God closes doors.
Dios cierra puertas.
And if he opens a door for the Vista Church,
para la iglesia Linda Vista,
there is no one. The president of Guatemala can't.
Ni siquiera el presidente de Guatemala la puede cerrar.
Because God,
porque Dios
is higher,
es superior than all. De todos, superior a todos.
And here's the thing: if God shuts
asunto,
the door, no matter how hard
puerta,
we work,
no importa cuán arduo trabajemos,
no matter how great a plan
no
we have,
cuánto grande planes tengamos,
no matter what a good strategy we develop,
cuánta buena estrategia tengamos,
nothing will open that door.
Nadie podrá abrir esa puerta.
Now that doesn't mean when the door is open we don't need to go through it and work.
Eso no quiere decir cuando la puerta no está abierta hay que entrar y trabajar.
But it's about knowing where success comes from.
De dónde
who is
la
the source? Who is that which we
éxito.
Depend on? Because
dependemos.
At the end of the day, we have a tendency to depend upon our plan and our strategy and our work.
Nuestra estrategia, nuestro trabajo, siempre es nosotros.
When the scriptures tell us only the only one who can open the door,
el único que puede
and
abrir
keep
la puerta,
it open, no matter who wants it shut.
Quién es. No importa quién la quiera cerrar.
Is the Lord of all the universe.
Es el Señor del universo.
See, when we ask about dependence upon God,
hablamos de depender de Dios,
and all these different categories that James closes his book with, how we need to rely on him in regard to our faith,
confiar,
and rely on him in regard to even
Dios,
earthly wealth and riches,
a pesar de que tengamos
rely
riqueza,
on him in relationships
etcétera,
and patience.
Debemos tener paciencia.
The real principle is
el verdadero principio.
Just like we learned from Abraham.
Así como aprendemos de Abraham.
Abraham who lied.
Abraham mintió.
Had a lack of faith.
Tenía
and still left
fe.
With more
Abraham
than ever.
Fue más rico de cuando entró a
Abraham who in many ways showed great weakness
y, de mucha manera,
who
Abraham
tried to circumvent God's plan for a son by you know, substituting his own ideas. That's where we get Ishmael.
Y a veces, de ahí salió Ishmael y muchas veces
but in all
así.
Of that in the end
pero al final
Abraham is blessed.
Dios bendijo a Abraham.
Abraham is victorious.
Abraham tuvo la victoria.
He's the father of faith.
Él es el padre de la fe.
And the father of many nations.
Y es el padre de muchas naciones.
Because of one principle that's all about relying on God.
Confiar en Dios.
If you be all about God,
si usted pone todo en manos de Dios,
God will be all about you.
Dios va a ponerlo todo en sus manos.
And that is always true.
Y eso siempre es verdad.
So Byron is sitting in here because he's wanting me to know I have 4 minutes left.
Byron me está diciendo que tengo 4 minutos más, por eso está sentado atrás.
So I'm going to close with one
entonces,
text that
voy a cerrar
I think
con
is very precious.
Creo que es muy preciado.
Psalm 124.
Salmo 24.
Now just think about the words of Psalm 124.
Piensa en las palabras de Salmo 124.
In the context of depending,
en el contexto de depender,
where would we be?
¿Dónde estaríamos nosotros?
Without sin favor.
El favor de Dios.
If it had not been the Lord who was on my side.
Si no, a no haber estado Jehová por nosotros.
Let Israel now say.
Diga ahora Israel.
If it had not been the Lord
no haber
who was on
Jehová
our side.
Por nosotros,
when men rose up against us.
Cuando se levantaron contra nosotros los hombres.
They would have swallowed us alive.
Vivos nos habrían tragado entonces.
When their wrath was kindled against us.
Cuando se encendió su furor contra nosotros.
Then those waters they would have engulfed us. They would have overwhelmed us.
Inundado las aguas.
And the stream
sobre
would have gone over
alma,
our soul.
Hubiera pasado el torrente.
Their swollen waters would have gone over our soul.
Hubieran entonces pasado sobre nuestras almas agua impetuosa.
See, he's formulating the question, what if? What if God hadn't been here for me?
Si Dios
what if I couldn't have depended on
si
him?
No
what if I had to
de
depend on myself?
Si hubiera, si hubiera dependido de mí mismo, ¿qué hubiera pasado?
That's how it would have turned out.
Eso es lo que hubiera sucedido.
But that's not the way it
pero
works.
Así
it's
no,
not the way it is.
Así no es. Así no funciona.
Blessed be the Lord.
Bendito sea Jehová.
Who has not given us
que
as
no
prey
nos dio por presa a los dientes de ellos.
Our soul has escaped. As a bird from the snare of the fowlers,
cual ave del lazo de los cazadores.
The snare is broken and we have escaped.
Y escapamos nosotros.
Our help is in the name.
Nuestro socorro está en el nombre de Jehová.
You know, sometimes this life feels like
¿saben cómo se siente a veces esta vida?
We're in a fowler's snare.
Como que estamos en la trampa de un cazador.
That's how it feels when you
así
suffer.
Así lo sentimos cuando
when
sufrimos.
Life is hard, when
cuando
you don't know what tomorrow
difícil,
holds.
Cuando no tenemos la esperanza del mañana.
But if it hadn't been the Lord
pero
on
si
our
no
side,
hubiera estado Jehová con nosotros de nuestro lado,
we hadn't been able to depend
no
on him.
Dependiéramos de Dios.
See, then all of the victory,
no hubiéramos visto la
all
victoria,
of the hope, would
toda
be
la
nothing but a wish.
Nada, sino simplemente un deseo.
And that's why Paul can say this.
Por eso Pablo podía decir,
yet in all these things,
sobre todas las cosas,
we are more than
somos más que vencedores en aquel que nos ama.
For I'm persuaded that neither life nor death,
y por eso estoy persuadido de que ni la muerte ni la vida,
nor angels, nor
ni ángeles ni principales,
nor powers,
ni principales,
things present,
no,
we talk about the future, presente, nor things to come.
Ni las cosas por venir, lo futuro.
Neither height,
ni lo alto, depth, ni lo profundo,
nor any other created
ni ninguna
thing
cosa creada
be able to
nos podrá separar
of God,
del amor de Dios,
which is in Christ,
es en Cristo
Jesus.
Jesús, Señor.
Because you
porque
usted can't depend.
Puede depender.
Can't.
Puede confiar.
I love you.
Thank you.
All right.